Educators in North Bennington say that students shouldn't notice any difference at all when the new school opens in the fall. Thomas Martin, the former principal at the old school, will be back as the village school's headmaster. Martin says a few teachers chose to retire, but most have been rehired, along with the old school's part-time guidance, library, custodial, and support staff.
All of them, by the way, had to resign or were laid off, including myself, by the way, because the school closed. So, I mean, it's that leap of faith, but again, it shows the commitment they have to what we're doing, which was pretty exciting to see.
The new school's budget makes good on an earlier promise that the move to independence would not affect staff salaries and benefits. Martin says creative energy ran high at a recent teachers' meeting. Instead of going over a pre-established calendar of meetings, teacher trainings, and tests, they discussed their own priorities and goals for the coming year.
And you could tell how excited they were about the fact that this was their school now. So that a decision about what should be taught to, say, a first grader or a kindergartner is not being made somewhere else by somebody else. It'll be made by that first grade teacher.
North Bennington began studying independence because of fears that its much-loved school would be deemed too small to be cost-effective. Martin says it's obvious that the state has a policy of consolidation.
Clearly, there's an intent to reduce the number of school districts and the number of supervisory unions.
Vermont law allows towns that don't have schools to pay tuition for students to attend approved independent academies. This year, some lawmakers tried unsuccessfully to change the law to prevent other public schools from following North Bennington's precedent. But not everyone in North Bennington is enthusiastic about the change. Jason Morrissey, a local attorney, worries about a loss of transparency.
It's now a private school. There's no open meeting law. It is, from a taxpayer's perspective, taxation without representation. Our educational tax dollars now go to fund a private school where we don't have the right to attend open meetings, we don't get to vote on the Board of Trustees, and we don't get to see the budget. All we get to do is vote on a per-pupil tuition rate, which is not the same as looking at a budget.
Officials at neighboring public schools say they're getting inquiries from North Bennington parents who are also concerned. But Martin, the new headmaster, says he's hearing from parents interested in transferring their children into the independent school. He says he expects enrollment will be about the same, somewhere near 116 students, when the village school opens. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.